Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Len Schult. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kramer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Kramer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Moses reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett takes first base on ball four. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Moses moves to third. Hockett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Hockett scores. Schalk moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling bunts towards the mound. Kramer fields it and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to third. Curtwright moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is walked intentionally. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Curtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schult misplays the ball. That's an error on Schult. Moses moves to third. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0-for-0 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to second. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Moses. The throw to Kramer covering the plate. The slide. Moses is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney is called out on strikes. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 1 in the game. Papish takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. Schultz moves to second. One out. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Schultz moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. Schultz scores. Hayworth moves to second. Two outs. It's Browns, 2. White Sox, 2. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kurtwright moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baker is walked intentionally. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schultz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Kurtwright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. lobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Papish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of lobs. Papish reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hockett is walked intentionally. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schalk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schultz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cartwright hits a line drive towards third. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer strikes out. 1 out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Finney moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 3 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Gutteridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Papish strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult bunts towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. One out. Frank Mancuso pinch hits for George McQuinn. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Christman scores. It's 3-2, Browns. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Gutteridge now playing second base. Lou Finney now playing first base. Chet Lobbs now playing left field. Milt Burns now playing center field. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hockett strikes out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 3 in the game. Schock hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kurtwright hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.